Peoria Chiefs Baseball is on the air. Peoria Chiefs Baseball is brought to you by these exclusive partners: Amarin, Caterpillar, CEFQ, and Health Alliance. And now we send it to the host of the Chiefs pregame show, Brendan Howe.
Greetings, Chiefs fans. From the booth here at Dozer Park in downtown Peoria, Brendan Howe saying welcome into the Peoria Chiefs pregame show. Timber Rattlers and the Chiefs getting set to square off for game four of our series this week. The final homestand of the 2022 season for Peoria. They enter tonight's action 52-71, the overall record. 24-33 in the second half after their win last night for Wisconsin. The loss drops them to 63-59 after yesterday's play. 27-30 in half number two. If you were unable to be with us last night, it was Peoria who dominated in a 12-3 win over Wisconsin, their first of the week. It is the Timber Rattlers who have a 2-1 series lead. Peoria will aim to even that score here tonight. Give you a quick recap of what went down a night ago. The Chiefs tallied 10 unanswered runs as they breezed past Wisconsin on Thursday. Tyler Reichenborn, Ramon Mendoza, they each drove in three runs, while Mac Chambers finished with a homer shy of the cycle. All nine starters reached base for the Chiefs, and they collected their 10th win of the season against Wisconsin. Another tidbit about this season series: if Peoria is able to snatch one win over the next 3 days against Wisconsin, they will win the overall season series of 18 games against the Timber Rattlers. So something to keep an eye on as the week progresses. By the numbers for our Chiefs, they lifted their home record to 28-35 after last night. They did fall behind 1-0 in the first inning, a solo homer from Jefferson Caro. So it does qualify as a comeback win, their 21st of the season. When they lead entering the eighth, Peoria has been dynamite. They're 43-7 in that department. And when they score 6-plus runs, they lifted that record to 26-10 as well. Really been a tale of 2 days for the Chiefs. On Wednesday, it was the Timber Rattlers that did their damage against the Peoria Pen. They were no hit by Dionis Rodriguez, remember, through 5 innings that night. But Wisconsin pounded out 8 hits and scored 7 runs against the Chiefs' bullpen in a come-from-behind effort of their own. But last night, they had no such luck. It was a trio of Nathaniel Heredia, Jack Ralston, and Levi Prater. They teamed up to strike out 7 batters over 4 innings, and they held the T-Rats to just 2 hits the rest of the way after the starter exited Enohan Paniagua. Since joining the Chiefs in late July, Ralston has been the most impressive of that bunch. The former UCLA standout, he's recorded 30 outs, and 22 of them have been via a strikeout. So he has been a K-machine out of that Chiefs bullpen. We will not see him tonight, obviously, having thrown last night. But keep your eyes peeled for Ralston on Saturday or Sunday night to close out the home schedule. And not only has it been a tale of 2 days for the Chiefs, but a tale of 2 starts for tonight's hurler, Wilfredo Pereira. Really, his last 2 outings have been on opposite ends of the spectrum. August 21st, Pereira held Quad Cities to just 3 hits over 6 innings, and he struck out 13, remember. That tied a franchise record. The 13 Ks were tied for the most by any pitcher in the Midwest League this season, obviously. Last Saturday at Beloit, the Skycarp turned the tables on the veteran righty. Pereira fanned just a pair of Skycarp hitters and allowed 7 runs, 6 earned over 5 innings. He'll look to bounce back here tonight against Wisconsin. So Pereira has alternated good and bad starts. We'll see if he finds that magic here again tonight in front of the home crowd on Fright Night at Dozer Park. A little bit more about these starting pitchers as the Peoria Chiefs pregame show rolls along. A lot more to come following this break. Stick with us. Don't go anywhere.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com. There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Furia Chiefs pregame show rolls along. Brendan Howe with you from the booth at Dozer Park. Game 4 of 6. Chiefs and Timber Rattlers getting set to duke it out once again here on this Friday night from Dozer Park. Fright night for those in attendance. The pitchers will look to instill some fear in the batters tonight for our Chiefs. We talked to you a little bit about them before the break. It's Wilfredo Pereira. The record 6-6 on the year. The ERA of 4.61. His last outing August the 27th against Beloit. He absorbed the loss in that ball game. Pereira gave up 7 runs, 6 earned over 5 innings. He walked a batter and struck out 2 in that appearance against the Sky Carb. He will look to rebound here tonight against Wisconsin. For the Timber Rattlers, their starter, Alexander Corniel, they're really high on this guy as Milwaukee. They signed him as an international free agent out of the Dominican on June 15, 2019. And he will look to go up against the Chiefs here at Dozer Park in his first career appearance against Peoria in his professional career. His last outing, a no decision against Lansing, that was at home on the 27th, and his Timber Rattlers debut. Tonight is also the first time he will pitch against an affiliate of the Cardinals. So not only has he not faced the Chiefs, he has never faced a Cardinals affiliate as well. The lineups that will go up against these two starters, they're brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Visit their Peoria location at 4530 North Brandywine Drive for all your battery needs. Interstate Batteries, they're outrageously dependable. As the lineup cards are being exchanged now, Patrick Anderson on the side of the Chiefs, Joe Arault on the side of Wisconsin, who was run out of last night's ballgame. A little more on that as the broadcast progresses. Noah Mendlinger, he leads it off for our Chiefs at third base, followed by Todd Lawton right in the two-hole. Osvaldo Toboli, the DH, will swing at third after a night off last night. L.J. Jones, the first baseman, hits cleanup. Jacob Buschberger out in left field tonight. New look for him defensively. He bats fifth. Switch batter Mac Chambers, the shortstop, will hit sixth. The big night last night, looking to follow it up yet again here on Friday. Francisco Hernandez, the second baseman, bats seventh. Wade Stauss behind the plate doing the catching once again, second night in a row for him. Tommy Ju, the center fielder, rounds up the nine with Wilfredo Pereira on the bump for our Chiefs. For Wisconsin, Darian Miller in the leadoff spot again behind the plate, catching for the second night in a row. Jackson Chorio, who has toasted the Chiefs offensively thus far in this series, in center field bats second. Jefferson Caro behind the, well, he's not behind the plate, actually. He is DHing, batting third. Caro usually behind the plate. He switches off with Miller behind the dish. Joe Gray Jr., the right fielder, in the cleanup spot. Ben Metzinger at third base, bats fifth. Tayden Hall, the left-handed swinging first baseman, will hit sixth. Ethan Murray in the seventh hole at second. Antonio Pinheiro back in the lineup after a couple of nights off at shortstop in the eighth position. And Rady Mercado, the left fielder, rounds out the nine with the aforementioned Alexander Corniel on the mound. That's a look at your pitching matchup and lineups. When we return, one more break, we will have some scores from around the Cardinals organization from a night ago, as well as a quick peek at our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard before things get going here at Dozer Park. Game 4 of 6, Chiefs and Timber Rattlers, just a couple of minutes away. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Furia Chiefs pregame show getting set to wrap up. Chiefs looking to be introduced momentarily. Some scores from around the Cardinals organization from a night ago. Start on the farm, Palm Beach. They defeated Daytona by a final of 5-3. Wichita laid down Springfield 12-8. A high-scoring affair there. Nashville, they got the best of Memphis 6-5 in a close one. And the Cardinals enjoyed an off day yesterday. They are back in action tonight. Look at our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard in the Midwest League. Few games ongoing right now. South Bend and Lansing knotted up at zeros in the third. Still looking for a run there. Same story can be told in Great Lakes as Lake County and the Loons are goose eggs across the board in the second. West Michigan a 1-0 lead over Fort Wayne headed to the third. Cedar Rapids all over Dayton 6-0. That game just underway in the first. A couple of games yet to get going. Quad Cities and Beloit will start at 6:35 as well as our game right here. Peoria and the Timber Rattlers. Game 4 of 6, speaking of which, getting set to get going in just a couple of minutes. Stick with us here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Cody Schindler with the call of the game straight ahead on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a SetQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My SetQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
From downtown Peoria, Illinois, our Peoria Chiefs, winners last night, convincingly, 12-3, the final margin. Welcome in the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers for game 4 of 6, the T-Rats, the High A affiliate of the Milwaukee Brewers. Wisconsin 63-59, they are 27-30 in the season's second half. Our Chiefs 52-71, 24-33 in half number two. Fredo Pereira will take the mound. The right-hander 6-6 on the year with an ERA of 4.61. He will face this Wisconsin lineup: Miller, Churio, Caro at the top, Gray Jr., Metzinger, and Hall in the middle. Murray, Pinheiro, and Mercado round things out. Fine night for baseball. We are ready to rock. First pitch misses high. Away we go at 6:37 local time. We've been pretty consistent with that start time this week. The right-hander is 1-0, missed wide. 2 balls and no strikes. Give you the Peoria defense here momentarily. The 2-0 serve splits the plate. A strike call to make it 2-1. The uniform matchup, a carbon copy from last night. Chiefs wearing their home whites. Red ball cap, red socks, red cleats. As Miller tags one to deep right field. If it's fair, it is gone. And it's a fair ball home run. Second night in a row that Miller gets the party started with a leadoff homer. He did it on the third pitch last night. Takes the fourth pitch yard tonight. 1-0 T-Rats. Here's Churio. That puts a damper on things. Well, the Chiefs rallied last night. Pitch to Churio, misses down and away for ball one. By the way, the Timber Rattlers were in the road grays. That tidbit has been overshadowed, hasn't it? A long home run off the bat at Darian Miller. 1-0 to Churio, that one missed high. 2 balls and no strikes. 255, 7 homers, 19 runs driven in since joining the High A Wisconsin club. 18-year-old Phenom hits one sharply towards short. On one hop, Chambers collects and throws to first in time. One away. It gives us a chance to dissect the Peoria defense. We'll start in the outfield, left, center, and right. Bushberger, Jew, and Lott. Third to first on the infield, Menlinger, Chambers, Hernandez, and L.J. Jones. Catching for Wilfredo Pereira, Wade Staus. One-on-one out, here's Caro. First offering, inside ball one. Caro, a line drive rocket onto the berm and left. A game-tying homer in the third inning last night before the Chiefs turned on the Jets. There's a cut and a miss, count now 1-1.
Wisconsin led 1-0 and 3-2. Chiefs ended up winning 12-3. 1-1 swing and a drive to right center field. Jew is over. He'll give way to the right fielder, Lott, who makes the catch in medium deep right center. Two outs for Joe Gray Jr. Really, the turning point in the ball game looked like the Timber Rattlers had a two-run single in the fourth inning off the bat of Caro, who just made that second out. Tommy Jew came up throwing to third. There's a swing and a miss by Gray, count nothing and one. He retired the trail runner, Acosta, to record the third out of the inning. There's a one-strike swing and a fly to left. Bushberger will make the catch head high, and that ends the inning. Ultimately, to finish the story, the trail runner was thrown out at third before Antonio Pinheiro could score. Joe Arolt was ejected, and the Chiefs, they took advantage and never looked back. They'll need to rally again tonight. Darian Miller, yet another leadoff homer and through a half. Wisconsin 1, Chiefs to the plate. The other side of this break. You're listening to the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Chase will try to get that run back in the bottom of the first against right-hander Alexander Corniel, making his second start the high A level in his first start against Lansing. He took a no decision, went 5 1/3 innings. He'll face Menlinger, Lott, and Toveline at the top. Jones, Bushberger, Chambers in the middle. And as Stausen Jew rounded out, his first pitch in there for strike one. 93 on the radar gun. Now working from the wine, the next pitch is looped down the left field line, falling fast and falling foul. Talked with Chris Merring, the great voice of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. First of all, congratulations to Chris. He just celebrated his 3,000th game a couple weeks ago, and the Timber Rattlers were in Cedar Rapids. So tip the cap to Chris on quite the milestone. Oh, two pitch misses wide. It's 1-2. We asked him about rotation. There's definitely some new faces from first week of June when we last saw them. And said the Brewers are very high on this young man as Menlinger loops one foul just beneath us. Count remains 1-2. Rocking the high black socks. Got the pant legs rolled up. He was signed as an international free agent in 2019. He's been a pretty quick mover through the Milwaukee system. He retired Menlinger. The 1-2 is lined and caught. Shortstop Pinheiro able to grab it out of midair, and Menlinger, you just have to tip your cap. He hit that ball on the screws. One away for Lott. The T-Rats defensively, Mercado, Churio, Gray, left to right across the outfield. Metzinger, Pinheiro, Murray, and Hall from third to first on the dirt. Catching for Cornell, Darian Miller, who is the man of the match to this point. Lott swings it from the right side. First offering, he gets jammed and rolls one to short. Another opportunity for Pinheiro, and he converts this chance. Two down. Cornell, 22 games, 19 starts with Single A Carolina this season. 9-7, a 3.19. He punched out 124 batters over 101 innings of work. So, not too shabby. Recorded two quick outs in the Peoria first. Now Tovalin steps in. Left-handed swinger. He takes high and wide. Ball one. Wind is blowing out tonight towards left center. Expect the ball to jump out of the yard tonight. No pitch outside. 2-0. Our game time temperature, by the way, is brought to you by Standard Heating and Cooling. Setting the standard in comfort since 1939. 81 degrees at first pitch. Beautiful night. 2-0 delivery misses low on the shoe tops. Three balls and no strikes. Tovalin a chance to become Peoria's first base runner. Cornell to the plate. Tovalin taking all the way, and he takes ball four. Not sure where that one missed. We'll take it. Lean passes the baton to L.J. Jones. Creeping up on 60 ribbies. In 2022, he's at 58. A little over a week left. Reached that milestone. First pitch from Cornell, taking inside for ball one. He's got a, looks like a red mitt on his left hand. Probably worked well with the colors in Carolinas. Here's a smash in the left for a base hit. Over to cut it off is Mercado. Tip of the cap to him as he was able to get in front of that baseball. Off the bat, I thought that had potential to get all the way to the wall. Screamer of a single. Chiefs have something cooking with two on and two out. Here's Bushberger now. Cornell rests the glove, belly button high. Peaks at second, now deals. And he pumps in a strike. Breaking ball caught the outside corner. If you're just joining us, Wisconsin jumped out to a 1-0 lead on a leadoff homer from Darian Miller. A one-strike swing and a tapper to second. Murray charges and makes a play, inning over. Chiefs made it interesting in that first. A walk and a single with two outs, but they ultimately leave a pair. We go to the second, 1-0 T-Rats on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. so I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. CefQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ben Metzinger will lead off the Wisconsin second, 1-0 in favor of the visitors. Tayden Hall, Ethan Murray will follow. 5, 6, and 7 in their order. We get our second peek at Wilfredo Pereira. Right-hander's first pitch cut on and missed. He took something off, like a first pitch changeup. That'll keep the guys guessing in that Wisconsin dugout. 0-1 the count. There's the next offering. Hader clipped the outside edge of pitcher's pitch. And it's 0-2. Pereira, it's been a tale of two starts for the right-hander as of late. Last time he pitched on this mound was August 21st. 0-2, a swing and a miss. Pereira, a pitching clinic. As he sits down Metzinger for out number one. Hall the batter now. He'll swing it from the left side. But in that outing on August 21st, he took a no decision against Quad City. 6 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned, no walks. He punched out a career-high 13 batters. This is inside, ball one on the Wisconsin first baseman. 13 strikeouts, tied for the most by any Midwest League hurler this season. Misses again inside, 2-0. And the 13th punch-out's the most by a Chiefs hurler since 2016 when Ryan Helsley accomplished the feat against Beloit. 2-0 serve. Hall fouls it away. Ricochet into the seating bowl. 2-1 the count. So it was all systems go for Pereira, and then his last outing on the 27th, Beloit turned the tables. Backdoor slider missed. It's now 3-1. Pereira took the loss in that outing. 5 innings, 9 hits, 7 runs, 6 earned, 1 walk. He punched out only 2. 3-1 delivery, a high sky pop-up. Back of second, it's the shortstop Chambers who backpedals and makes the catch. 2 down. Bring Murray to the plate. So you talk about opposite ends of the spectrum. That's what we've seen from Pereira the last 2 outings. He did get roughed up a couple of times in August. He allowed 7 earned against Dayton on August 4th. So a chance to put that behind him and finish strong here in September. Final week and a half of the regular season. First pitch to Murray missed high for ball one. All that being said, bit of a scuffling August. Here's a tapper in front of the plate. Pereira off the mound to get it, and he makes the play, inning over. 1-2-3 go the Timber Rattlers. Pereira, he's got the second lowest whip in the Midwest League. Despite a rough August, he's been as good as anybody this season, and he recalibrates in the second after allowing that first inning big fly. We go to the home half, 1-0 Timber Rattlers on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off.
discoverpeoria.com.
Butch batter Mac Chambers will kick off the Peoria second, 1-0 Wisconsin. Cisco Hernandez and Wade Stouse will follow, 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Lights are already on here at Dozer Park. First pitch of the inning is fouled away left side for strike one. There is a fair amount of sunlight in center field. Churio's got the sunglasses with him. Hill one misses down and in, but for the most part, majority of the playing surface in the shade. Sun dips down behind the third base side. 1-1 pitch. That one got away from Corniel, missed tying away. Breaking ball that he didn't have the feel for, and it's now 2-1. Chambers, he finished a home run shy of the cycle last night. Fine effort from the versatile infielder. He takes wide, and the count now 3-1. Chambers is that batting average up near 250. That's a 249 entering action tonight. 3-1 pitch is lined into right center, a base hit. That'll get the average north of 250. Chambers aboard, a solid single to kick off the Chiefs' second. Brings Francisco Hernandez to the dish. His first plate appearance this evening. Hernandez 213 with 5 long ones. He's driven in 29. Corniel, he spent majority of his outing in the stretch so far. First pitch, slider, missed down for ball one. One nothing Wisconsin as we play in the bottom of the second inning. Just underway on a beautiful night for baseball. The 1-0 pitch. That one clipped Hernandez. Fastball at 91. Same Corniel, he's had some bad misses to the arm side in the early going. He's worked himself a bit of a bind. 2-1, nobody out. Here's the catcher, Stouse. Baseman Metzinger playing in on the grass, expecting a possible bunt. Stouse indeed squares, and he gets it down. Off the bump, it's the pitcher Corniel who throws to first in time. Credit Stouse, he was busting it down the line. He did not concede a sack bunt, but it will be recorded as such. 1-3 on the sack bunt if you're scoring along at home. Puts two in scoring position with one out for Tommy Jews. Had plenty of success against this Wisconsin bunch. See if he can come through yet again. First pitch to him. Jew cuts and misses. Count nothing and one. Tommy, a 250, 315, 417 slash line. Couple of homers. He's driven in 6. It's the Timber Rattlers this season. Lays off the 0-1. That was borderline pitch that went the way of the Peoria center fielder. 1-1. 2-1, 1-out. Chiefs fell behind 1-0 last night. They scored a pair in the second to take the lead. The 1-1. Jew, a screamer into center. It's down for a hit. One run is in. Hernandez around third, streaking to the plate. The throw from Chorio is in time to get him. Churio, a strong one-hop throw. This young man can do it all. The Chiefs tie the ball game. Jew gets the RBI. continues his fine work at the plate. Could certainly be a threat to run. 28 stolen bases on the year for Jew. While Menlinger, the batter, swings from the left side. He takes high and away, ball one. Looked like Hernandez may have, I want to say, that he broke it down. I think that would be inaccurate, but perhaps anticipated a stop sign from Patrick Anderson around third. Here's a screamer towards the foul pole, but it curves foul. Ball and a strike. Yeah, I think I heard a few folks on that field, Mike, saying, straighten it out, Noah. Straighten it out. That's what you got to do. It's such an easy concept, right? No one knows what it means. They just say it. Oh, my goodness. Here's the 1-1. Menlinger, this time, slices one the other way. And that will land foul on the bird. One and two on Menlinger. 1-1 tie. Here's the next pitch. Strike three called. Miller threw down to second anyway. Just wanted to show off the cannon, I guess. Trying to send a message. Hey, don't run on me in the future. Strikeout ends the inning. The Chiefs tie the game, however, on the Tommy Jew single. We're through two. 1-1 the score. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Back to square one in Peoria, 1-1 tie. As we go in the third, Pinheiro, Mercado, and Miller do 8-9-1 in the visiting batting order. Game four of this series, Wisconsin took the first two ball games. The Chiefs won convincingly last night, 12-3. Pinheiro fouls the first pitch back onto the roof of the facility. 0-1 the count. Final weekend here at Dozer Park in 2022. Hard to believe. One pitch. Foul back. It's 0-2. A lot of folks make things possible here at Dozer Park. Game day employees aplenty. Cleaning crew. Front office staff. Doesn't happen without some of those folks. You know, two misses high. 1-2 the count. I think you'd be surprised to know just how many folks it takes to put on a professional sporting event. Now the 1-2, sir. Breaking ball. Pinheiro checked his swing on a pitch low. 2-2. Chiefs will wear their orange barrels jerseys tomorrow. One last celebration of our new alter ego. Pinheiro lines one foul down the left field line. It was ticketed for extra bases. Just couldn't keep it inside the chalk. 2-2. The shortstop makes his way back to the right-handed batter's box. Fan appreciation night on Sunday. We'll have a giveaway in between each inning. Lucky fan will win a giveaway yet to be determined. Pinheiro punch out, and he goes swinging. Second strikeout for Pereira. That matches his effort from his last start. One away, Mercado. You mentioned promotions the rest of the week. Tonight is Fright Night at the ballpark. Pereira, an off-speed pitch, drops in to get ahead of Mercado. Nothing in one. There are scary characters, scary costumes. Folks from Spook Hollow are in attendance. Mercado fouls a bunt away and got up into the seats. Two strikes on the left fielder. Spook Hollow, a local haunted house, extravaganza. Very popular here in Central Illinois. They had some of their characters roaming the park this evening. The 0-2 is cut on and missed. Mercado went fishing. Pereira carved him up. Back-to-back punch-outs here in the third. In fact, Pereira sat down 8 in a row since allowing the leadoff homer to this young man, Darian Miller, who digs in from the left side. Folks from Spook Hollow, they're here tonight. They're in full force. The thought of a haunted house, the concept confuses me. Pereira gets ahead with strike one. People volunteer to go into these haunted houses to be scared, right? How does that entertain? Just swinging a ground ball foul to the right, a first count, nothing and two. You can't tell me that's entertaining. That's fun, right? Yeah, I want to go and get the snot scared out of me. It's not an ideal night for me as Pereira puts the bow on the third inning by punching out Miller. He strikes out the side in the Wisconsin third inning. Now 4 Ks through three for the veteran right-hander. We go to the bottom of the third. Wisconsin 1, Peoria 1 on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Part of the Chiefs' order due in the bottom of the third inning. Lott, Tobolink, and Jones. trio of power hitters. They will all get their second look at Alexander Corniel, the right-hander. He's ready to go from the wind. His first pitch clips the bottom of the zone. Nothing and one. Zach Martin is our home plate umpire, by the way. Brian Van Vranken on the bases. Corniel working with some pace. The 0-1 is fouled back, and it's nothing and two. Lott, a ground out in his first at bat. Battle mode now, the 0-2. Lott fouls it away down the right field line. We'll do it again. Lott is a guy who's known for his pop, right? He can really swing it. But he made one of the best defensive plays of the year when we were in Appleton a couple of months ago. Lays off a high heater. Count Titans at 1-2. They have a digital scoreboard in the right field corner. Lott went leaping and crashed into the board. Yell's next pitch misses down away, 2-2. Able to hang on and make the catch. One of the best efforts seen all year. Took away at least extra bases. Now the 2-2 delivery, a looper foul down the right field line. Lands in the first row beyond the tarp. Bit of a battle brewing here. Two balls, two strikes. Lott, the Jacksonville, Florida native. His college ball at Louisiana Lafayette. Another 2-2 delivery. Lott foul tips into the mitt for strike three. Last five outs in this ball game. They've all been recorded via the punch out. One away for Tovalin. He walked in scoring position. Tovalin trying to finish strong. We enter the final month of the season. He cuts through a heater. Falls behind nothing and one. Tovalin over his last 10 games, hitting just 105. A one serve, a swing and a foul. I got a big piece of somebody behind the plate. Count nothing and two. Over his last 10 games, that works out to 4-for-38. He has not been a strikeout victim all that often. Just 7 punchouts over his last 38 ABs. That's certainly a ratio you can build on. Sub 20%, the strikeout rate. Just not been able to find a lot of holes. On cue, of course, as we were talking about how he's limited the strikeout. He punches out this time. Two down for L.J. Jones. But Tovalin, he's done a lot of good this year. Still a relative youngster, right? 22 years old. Had a fine season with single-A Palm Beach as Jones gets plunked square in the back. He will take off the protective gear and make his way down to first. And with that, Bushberger an opportunity to put a bow on the Tovalin thoughts at slash 313, 378, 429 single A this year. Bushberger grounds the first pitch towards short. And the play made by Pinheiro to end the frame. Maybe we won't put a bow on the Tovalin story. But the point remains, he's done a lot of good in 2022 and still has some time to end things on a high note. Perhaps these pitchers have settled in. Corniel, a quick third inning. He worked around a hit-by-pitch to put up a scoreless frame. Wilfredo Pereira back to work in the fourth. Brendan Howe will join you when we return. Wisconsin 1, Peoria 1. You're listening to the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. B. Howe is next.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in a heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind.
Brewers top prospect Jackson Shorio set to dig in against Wilfredo Pereira to lead us off in the top half of the fourth. Pereira out of the wind. First pitch to Shorio, wave and a miss on a slider. Nothing in one. If you're just stopping by, Brendan Howe here with you through the middle innings of tonight's ballgame. 1-1 our score. Timber Rattlers got their run in the top of the first. Chiefs in the bottom of the second as Shorio lifts the 0-1 pitch into shallow left center. Chambers drifting back now. Bushberger coming in to make the catch on the move toward the infield. One up, one down in the fourth, and Pereira keeps the train rolling. Since that leadoff home run from Darian Miller, Pereira's set down a string of 10 in a row now as Jefferson Caro gets set to dig in. Bases clear, one away. Pereira's first pitch, a high, deep drive to left. If it's fair, it's gone. It is hooking. Foul. Delayed call from Zach Martin up the third baseline. He was right on top of that one. Following it all the way down the left field line, tracking it as it clanks off the netting down there that guards the street. Folks, a mad dash for that souvenir. 0-1, slider down and away, ball and a strike. Pretty good crowd on hand tonight for Fright Night at the ballpark. Some Halloween characters roaming around. A little bit early for festivities, if you ask me, but I don't make the rules. 1-1 pitch in the air to right. Lott camping under this one for out number two. Now Pereira absolutely on cruise control right now. He's been locked in. One mistake, it was the Darian Miller solo blast. Other than that, he's been dominant. Here's Joe Gray Jr. now. That's the only hit that Wisconsin has to speak up to this point as well, as the righty fires the first one. Wave and a miss. Gray chased one out of the zone, low and away. Nothing in one. Joe Gray Jr., very much a boomer bust hitter, 15 home runs, but the average just a buck 88. Pereira set for the 0-1, the offering. Pulls the string on him, drops in a changeup. Gray chased out of the zone. Pereira in search of another strikeout. He's picked up four of them already. Does he have number five in his back pocket? Stutters now the 0-2. Yes, he does. Swing and a miss, strike three. Three up, three down in the fourth. Pereira continues to roll. We're not at up bid one. Chiefs trying to take the lead back. Bottom four on the way next. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card, like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Mac Chambers to stride in, kicking things off in the bottom of the fourth. Tie game from Dozier Park. Game four of the series, Chiefs and Timber Rattlers. First pitch of the inning to Chambers in there for a strike. Fastball belt high. 1-1 our score if you're just stopping by. Two runs up on the board, split between the two squads. Chiefs got theirs in the second, looking for more here in the fourth as Chambers takes a slider at the shoot tops, 1-1. Alexander Corniel still going strong for the Timber Rattlers. They really like this cat. Signed as an international free agent on June 15th of 2019 as Chambers looks at a strike on the outside corner. Started the 2021 season with the Brewers Blue affiliate in the Arizona Complex League. A two-pitch misses down and away. 50 strikeouts over 33 innings pitched for Corniel in that season. He certainly has the swing and miss stuff. Did he get Chambers here? No, he did not. Able to hold the barrel back in time, so the count will swell full 3-2. Chambers to be followed by Francisco Hernandez and Wade Stauss here in the Chiefs half of the inning. Trying to give their starter Wilfredo Pereira a cushion to sit on. Payoff pitch coming. Chambers gets it off the end of the bat and lofts it into shallow left. Drifting back, Metzinger. Mercado coming in, and he makes the catch on the run toward foul ground. He lost his cap on the way in. And he sets down Chambers for the first out of the inning for Francisco Hernandez. Hernandez hit by a pitch, was thrown out at the plate trying to stretch a one-run single into a two-run single. A couple of nights ago, Francisco is a large part of the Chiefs' comeback effort, a two RBI base hit in the ninth inning. Swings at the first one here and knocks it foul out of play. It's 0-1. Hernandez on the air, five long balls, 29 RBIs to go with a 2-13 clip. He's been in and out of the lineup, alternating between shortstop and second base defensively as he takes a changeup that stayed high, 1-1. Corniel almost a half windup as he lifts and fires the 1-1. Hernandez drives it into center field, moving to his right. Chorio on the move. He makes the catch. Backpedaling toward the track, he holds it in. Two up, two down for Wade Stauss. So Corniel trying to return the favor as Wilfredo Pereira was able to breeze through his half of the fourth against the Timber Rattlers order. Stauss trying to keep the inning alive here for the Chiefs. First one to Stauss. Changeup low and away. One ball, no strikes. Corniel working with some pace. Now comes on the 1-0. Stauss tardy on a fastball. Left that one upstairs, 1-1. Stauss with just two homers on the season. They both came in his Peoria debut back at Quad Cities. 1-1. Another fastball, that one taken for a strike on the outside corner. He thought about going after it, decided to pull the barrel back, but called strike nonetheless, according to Zach Martin. Cornell trying to dig deep for another punch out. Here he comes with a 1-2. A slider. Stouse fouls this one straight back. And that one will land just to my right. Holy mackerel. I think I might have a chance to stick my hand out the window and catch that one. Did that hit off the roof? Holy mackerel. Ball magnets up here. 1-2. Wave and a miss. Strike three. Cornell picks up another strikeout, his third of the evening. Two starters trade 1-2-3 innings in the fourth. Hey, let's go to the fifth. Score 1-1. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taken.
Wilfredo Pereira, he's been a buzzsaw tonight. Three consecutive goose eggs posted against the Timber Rattlers lineup. It's Ben Metzinger, Taden Hall, Ethan Murray to get their crack at the right-hander here in the top of the fifth. 1-1 our score, Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. If you're just joining us, Brendan Howe on hand. And time called prior to the first pitch of the inning is, looks like Metzinger may have had something in his eye there. Issue with the contacts, not quite sure. Now we're ready to go. Pereira's first one. Slider in the dirt, 1-0. Just had our nightly knockerball tournament at center fields. Tell you what, I don't know where they find him, but they corral some athletes for that. They hold up certainly better than I. I don't know if my knees would be able to keep up with that one. 1-0 pitch misses down and away. A slider, two balls and no strikes. Metzinger, a strikeout victim his first time around. Ahead in his second battle here against the right-hander Pereira. Now the 2-0. Fastball to get me over pitch, but missed a bit low, and it's 3-0. Wilfredo tonight has not surrendered a walk. In fact, the lone blemish was a solo home run from Darian Miller to lead off the ballgame. 3-0 offering. Change up. That nibbles the inside corner. 3-1. Pereira staring down at Stouse for a sign. He tucks the red glove under the chin. Now set at the shoulders. Trying to battle his way back. Here's a 3-1. Fastball in there for a strike. Metzinger didn't like it. He was ready to flip the bat away and head down to first with a free pass. Zach Martin said, not so fast. You're right back here in this right-handed batter's box. Pereira's 3-2, knocked foul. Now Metzinger from 3-0 now to 3-2. Was just one pitch away from ending the stretch of 12 consecutive retired by Pereira. The next payoff pitch, slider up top, ball four. Metzinger is aboard. Just the second base runner that Wisconsin has had here in this fifth inning now. That'll bring up Taden Hall, who's 0 for 1. Popped out to Mac Chambers in shallow left his first time. Taden Hall, not an everyday guy. has seen some action in the last couple of nights here at Dozier Park as part of this series. Slide step from Pereira, first one, a wave and a miss over the top of a changeup. Nothing at one. Pereira trying to dance around a leadoff walk here in the fifth. Ironically enough, the second time that Wisconsin has had the leadoff man on, despite only having two base runners. Again, Pereira pulling the string on the 0-1. Curveball down in the zone, had Hall fooled, and leaning over the plate to try and get some wood on that one. There is some light stretching going on for the Chiefs down the right field line in their pen. Herrera's 0-2. Fastball left high. One ball, two strikes. That one pumped in at 91. Interesting strategy here down the stretch from Patrick Anderson this season. Saw Dionis Rodriguez lifted after carrying a no-hitter into the sixth inning. 1-2. That one misses outside. Wasted one. Couldn't entice Hall to chase after. Two balls and two strikes. The count levels now. Perhaps as the season winds down, don't want to push guys too much heading into the offseason. 2-2 here on Hall. The pitch from Pereira. Bounding ball over the mound towards shortstop. Chambers cuts it off. He tags the bag himself for one. On to first, a double play. A nifty turn from Mac Chambers. He does it himself. Six unassisted, three. And the leadoff walk is quickly erased. That'll bring up Ethan Murray. Here is Ethan Murray now. This inning has quickly shifted. Pitch from Pereira. Slow roller down the third baseline. Charging in Mendlinger. Tough play. Throw on the run. Not in time. Murray legs out the infield hit. Just the second knock of the game for Wisconsin. And it'll continue the inning for Antonio Pinheiro. That works as a swinging bunt there for Murray. If you're the Timber Rattlers at this point, they'll take any sort of hit they can muster up against Pereira, who has been just magnificent thus far tonight. Here's Pinheiro, 0-for-1 with a strikeout. Pitch home. Fastball, middle, taken for a strike. Been a struggle for Pinheiro with the bat at times this year. 187 the average. Three home runs, 15 RBIs. Next one home. Pereira drops the slider in at the bottom of the zone for a strike. 0-2. Right-hander working with some pace with runners aboard. Usually it's the inverse of that with runners aboard. Pitchers like to slow things down, take their time, and sort of regroup, but not Pereira. He's got pedal to the metal here with Ethan Murray on with two away. Nothing in two on Pinheiro. Got him in the palm of his hand. Can he put him away? He got him! Slider waving a miss, strike three. He had him fooled. Another K for Wilfredo. Second time he's fanned Pinheiro, and this time it strands a runner to end the top of the fifth. 1-1. Can the Chiefs jump in front? Stick with us to find out here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Two for the Chiefs, bottom five, a 1-1 ball game. Tommy Ju, Noah Mellinger, Todd Lotdew, Alexander Corniel back to work as Ju slaps the first one high and deep to left, but hooking well, foul out of play. No balls and a strike, just five combined hits in the ball game, three for our Chiefs, two for Wisconsin. This, of course, game four of six, final homestand of the 2022 season. This game 64 of 66 here at Dozier Park. 0-1. Tommy takes a changeup low and away. One ball, one strike. Two starters traded. 1-2-3 innings in the fourth. Tommy trying to be the catalyst here in the fifth. Waves and misses at a slider that's well out of the zone. It's 1-2. Bit of an interesting sort of tidbit from Wisconsin coming into the ballpark today. Noticed one of their guys wearing Hawaiian shirts. More on that in a moment. Tommy grounds the 1-2. A diving snag. Metzinger to his feet. The throw to first. Not in time. It hops out of the glove of Hall. But a fine effort at the hot corner from Metzinger, and that perhaps saved a double. Goodness, what a stop at third. That would have been one of the highlights of the year here at Dozier Park defensively. Tommy reaches on the infield hit. I have to applaud the effort from Metzinger that time as Noah Mellinger stands in. Corniel from the third base side of the rubber. Tommy taking off, pitches low. Throw down to second base is high, and Tommy is safe. His 29th stolen bag of the season. And Peoria's got a man in scoring position with nobody out, so perhaps business could be booming here in the bottom of the fifth. I want to try and get to this story about the Hawaiian shirts. The guys were wearing them all around the ballpark today, and even during batting practice as well, guys were sporting those Hawaiian shirts. Mellinger grounds one into right field, a base hit. Tommy's going to get the stop sign at third as the throw sails to the plate. Charging for second, Mellinger. Now the throw goes there, and Noah dives in safely. A good heads-up base-running decision for Noah Mellinger, who saw the throw from Gray sailing toward the plate and decided, hey, I've got a shot at second. Indeed, he did. Tommy will stop at third base, perhaps a wise decision. But still nobody out here in the inning. Back-to-back base hits would set up Todd Lott. And here is the big man, 10 home runs, 37 RBIs. Of course, we know he's got the light tower power in that barrel. See what he gets here. Swings at the first one, sends it in the air to right. Gray started in, now retreating back a couple of steps. We'll see if this is deep enough for Tommy to try it. Here he comes for the plate. The throw is in time. They get him. A dart from Joe Gray Jr. in right field, and it cuts down Tommy at the plate trying to score. Mellinger advances to third. But an absolute cannon from Joe Gray Jr. The throw was right on the money, and it had to be to get the speedy Tommy Ju. So now it'll be up to Osvaldo Tobalin to drive in that go-ahead run with two away. Tobalin's 0-for-1 with a walk tonight. He punched out his last time. First one from Corniel. He gets Tobalin to wave and miss over the top of a slider. Nothing in one. You certainly see why the Brewers organization thinks so highly of this right-hander. He's got the swing and miss stuff in the arsenal. 0-1. Tobalin, a big hack at that one. Came up empty on an inside fastball. It's nothing in two. So an inning that started so promising after a Tommy Ju single, a Noah Mellinger base hit. At second and third with nobody out, last inning quickly flipped on its ear. Cornell one strike away from navigating his way out of this. See what he's got up his sleeve on the 0-2 to Tobeline. Right-hander lifts and fires. Tobeline cuts and misses strike three. Cornell dances his way around a couple of base hits to start off the inning. He's aided by a double play, and he gets the strikeout to finish it off, and we are still tied at one. Let's move to the sixth on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Brady Mercado to lead it off, top of the sixth here from Dozier Park. Seems like we've gotten to this point in the blink of an eye. Game four of the series rolling along. A time called before the first pitch of the inning as Wade Stouse wants to have a couple of words with Pereira. Pereira surrendered, just a couple of base runners in the last frame, but it's helped out by a fine play for Mac Chambers defensively, a six unassisted, three double play. Got the strikeout of Antonio Pinheiro to finish off the frame, and here he is back to work for inning number six. Mercado, Miller, and Chorio do. Perhaps the latter two names the two toughest in the order. First one from Wilfredo misses downstairs for a ball. It's 1-0. Now, if you're a fan of pitcher's duels, this is certainly the game to be dialed into. 1-1 our score. We reach the sixth inning. Pitch from Wilfredo. Flicked foul up and over our heads, out of play. One ball, one strike. Picture perfect atmosphere for a ball game here today in downtown Peoria. Now the 1-1. Breaking ball missed outside. Temperatures high 70s, low 80s, no humidity. That certainly makes a difference, at least here in the Midwest, as I have found out over the course of the last 6 months. Here's a 2-1. This one off the end of the bat, fouled away down the left field line. Count once again pulls even, 2-2. You can make an argument that September baseball is perhaps the best time to be on a diamond. That's fantastic stuff. Here's the 2-2. High chopper toward first base. Jones charges. He flips to the covering Pereira, not in time as Mercado went into the dive. And he reaches the bag in time. LJ a bit frustrated. That was a tough play right from the jump. Jones had not much he could do. Had to wait for the baseball to come down. By the time the ball found the webbing of his glove, Mercado was only about 10 feet from the bag and then just went into a belly flop to get the fingertips there in time, and he did. Now an infield hit to set up the top of the order, Darian Miller. Slide step from Pereira. Miller shows bunt and drops it foul behind the dish. Nothing in one. You don't see that too often, especially from Darian Miller. belted his 12th home run of the season. Second night in a row that Miller is homer to start off the ballgame. That's impressive in and of itself. Pitch from Pereira pulled a string there, had him well up front. Big old Uncle Charlie, nothing and two. And Pereira's been in his bag tonight. Had six strikeouts on the night. Does he have number seven? 0-2 in the dirt. Wasted one there. Chested up by Stauss. No advance for Mercado at first. Down moves to a ball and two strikes. Still no action on either side in the bullpen. There's some stirring going on for Wisconsin down the left field side of things, but no throwing action as of yet. Peoria's bullpen has been dead silent all night. 1-2 from Wilfredo. Ripped down the right side. Look out in that bullpen down there. And foul is... Levi Prater, I think, saved a few caps down there. Able to just knock that one away up onto the berm. Ball was a seed. 1-2 still to Miller, and a check on first as Mercado goes back in with a dive. If you're with us on the pregame show, we mentioned that if the Chiefs were able to snag a win in any of the final three games of this series, they would win the season series over the Timber Rattlers. Here's the next two-strike pitch, a breaking ball that didn't have much bite to it, stayed up high, and it's 2-2. Now, despite the 52-71 clip for the Chiefs, they've had success against Wisconsin this year. Pereira set for the 2-2. Righty ready out of the stretch. The pitch home is high. Runner takes off. Mercado for second. The tag not in time. In with a stolen base goes Mercado. To scoring position, he advances. Chambers thought he had a case with Brian Van Vranken that he got the glove on top of the helmet in time before the foot reached the bag. Van Vranken was not hearing any of that. Now Mercado 180 feet away from giving Wisconsin the lead. Still nobody out. Count 3-2 here on Miller. Payoff pitch coming. Breaking ball inside, and it's a free pass. Miller finds himself aboard, and it's back-to-back base runners now for Wisconsin here in the sixth. And in steps the big bat of Jackson Shoria. Shoria's homered twice in three games against Peoria in this series. Went for the downs there again. Nothing in one as he comes up empty on the breaking pitch. Shorio's certainly a guy that does not get cheated up there. 0-1, Pereira trying to buckle down. Right-hander ready the pitch. Breaking ball low and in. Shorio, the new number one prospect in the Brewers organization, overtaking Sal Frelick, if you remember back early in the year. It was Frelick who was atop the Brewers prospect list. He's now been promoted to AAA, has Sal. 1-1 pitch, that's also down and in. Tried to place the changeup bottom of the zone and missed. It's 2-1. Brady Mercado started this frame off with a base hit. He stole a base to get to scoring position, and Darian Miller just worked a walk moments ago. Has a massive lead over there at first base. 2-1 from Pereira. Chorio, top hand came off the bat on the swing. And it's 2-2. A lot of 2-2 counts here in this inning. One to every batter, in fact. And Pereira's looking for that put-away pitch. He's got six Ks on the night. That would be a fine time for number seven. Here's the 2-2. Just able to get a piece to Chorio to hang alive. Not sure what I just said. Hang tough, stay alive, and combine the two of them. Beg your pardon there. We get tongue-tied a time or two up here. It's all right, all in good fun. Two balls, two strikes, two on, and the pitch from Pereira. Chorio drives this one high and deep to left field. Forget about it. He has done it again. Jackson Chourio, his third home run of the series. And that propels Wisconsin in front 4-1. This kid is something special. Goodness gracious. 403 feet to left center field for Jackson Chourio. High fives all around in that Wisconsin dugout. What a series he's having. Jefferson Kiro grounds the first pitch to third. It hops off the heel of the glove of Mendlinger into foul ground, and Kiro will reach. See what they score this one, but nonetheless, Kiro is on with still nobody out. And this will prompt Edwin Moreno to pop out of the first base dugout for a mound visit. Now, Wilfredo Pereira had been a buzzsaw thus far tonight. He ran into an axe. And Jackson Chourio. A couple of quick words from Moreno as the rest of the Chiefs infield joined in on the meeting. I'll set the table for Joe Gray Jr. and perhaps a big inning brewing for Wisconsin. Four straight men have reached, and now the Chiefs bullpen springs into action. A few guys up and stretching, nobody yet throwing as the first pitch slider misses to start out Gray. 1-0. Can't say enough about the kind of series Jackson Chourio is having. I can't recall anybody that's homered three times here at Dozier Park in a series this year. Have to do some digging on that. Here's the 1-0. Nubbed foul toward the Chiefs dugout, 1-1. Gray's 0 for 2. He's flown out to left and struck out. Timber Rattlers have put a damper on what was one heck of a ball game to this point. Jackson Chourio with a three-run blast. 1-1. Ground ball foul toward the Timber Rattlers side of things, and he'll hop up into the seats. 1-2. Teams even in the hit column at 5 aside. Four to one our scores. We play on top of the sixth from Dozier Park. Game 4 of the series. Still two more to come. Both 6:35 starts. Tomorrow night, last Orange Barrels night of the season, and then Sunday, Fan Appreciation Day here at the ballpark. 1-2. Breaking ball high and tight. Count evens up. If you've yet to grab your tickets for Sunday's game, folks, there's still plenty available. Make sure you're doing that by going to PeoriaChiefs.com or giving the box office a ring. 2-2, that one fouled straight back. That'll reach the suites. Count will hold to do it again. And the real reason I say grab your tickets is, one, come watch the Chiefs, but two, Fan Appreciation Day comes with a lot of stuff for you guys, the fans. This, of course, isn't possible without you guys. Appreciate the support all season long. 2-2. This one ripped into left field. That's past Chambers for a base hit. Up to second base trots Kiro. And the beat keeps on going for Wisconsin. Here in the sixth inning, five straight batters now have reached as Joe Gray Jr. makes it a 1-for-3 effort. Here's Ben Metzinger with two on, still nobody away. Lots of prizes on the line on Sunday for Fan Appreciation Day. Every half inning, one of those nifty prizes will be given away. One lucky fan. Pitch to Metzinger. Slider in for a strike, bottom of the zone to start him. It's 0-1. Now there's action down the right field side in the Chiefs bullpen. A right-hander up and throwing. Pereira set, now the 0-1. That one misses down and away, a ball and a strike. Just eight games left after this one concludes for the Chiefs in the 2022 season as a whole. Homestand ends on Sunday. They'll enjoy the league-wide off day Monday, and then they'll head to Quad Cities for the final six games of the year. And the breaking ball, that one finds the outside corner, 1-2. And the offseason will commence. And we go into baseball withdrawal. One ball, two strikes. Pereira the pitch. Slider just missed in. Count evens 2-2. Looked pretty good from up here. I think Pereira might have thought they had him as well. Never did touch upon the Hawaiian shirt, so at least the conclusion of that story. Get to that in a moment. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch from the righty. Fouled away. And he'll get up and over everything in Anadosa Park. Count still 2-2 as Metzinger not going away quietly. And Wisconsin strolled into the ballpark, a number of guys wearing Hawaiian shirts. Just sort of out of the blue. It's not Hawaiian night here at the ballpark. It's Fright Night. That doesn't fit the bill. 2-2 breaking ball. That one stayed upstairs on the count to the brim. Three balls, two strikes. So for the life of me, I was trying to figure out exactly why. Had to ask the voice of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers exactly what the deal was. And he said, well, it's Hawaiian Friday. For nobody else but the Timber Rattlers. 3-2 pitch. That one's cut on and missed for strike three. Pereira finally gets that elusive first out. He puts away Metzinger on strikes for the second time tonight. And here is Taden Hall, but not before Patrick Anderson is on his way out to pull the plug. While Anderson is on his way out, we'll finish off this story to finally get this one off the table. Hawaiian Friday, for nobody else but the Timber Rattlers, it was something that Timber Rattlers skipper Joe Arolt started down in Carolina last year and then brought it up to Wisconsin with him. A little bit of a managerial tradition. Guys followed suit. Good way to rally the guys together. They certainly have done that tonight. A 4-1 lead as Wilfredo Pereira will hit the showers. Pitching change on the other side of this break. Wisconsin still rolling here in the sixth inning. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my.
Top of the 6th, 4-1 Wisconsin. This call to the bullpen brought to you by U.S. Cellular, America's locally wireless company, connecting Peoria to what matters most. Edgar Manzo is on for the Chiefs. Right-hander, a 1-2 record, a 9.36 ERA. First pitch to the first man to greet him, Taden Hall, is a fastball wide, 1-0. Comes on in relief of Wilfredo Pereira, 5 1/3. 4 runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts to this point. He is responsible for the two men aboard in Jefferson Caro and Joe Gray at first and second, respectively. 1-0 offering. Manzo leaves that one up high. It's 2-0. Big blow coming once again from Jackson Chorio. Brewers' top prospect, a 3-run blast, a no-doubter to left center. It was a 1-1 game up until that point. Wilfredo Pereira had been on cruise control for much of the night. ran into a fork in the road here in the sixth. Is now time asked for by Hall prior to the pitch. Wisconsin has exploded here in this inning. Hall represents the seventh man to come to bat. Still just one out in the inning as well. Here's the 3-0. And through the wickets of Stouts to the backstop for ball four, everybody will advance. And they'll be filled up for Ethan Murray now. This inning continues for the Timber Rattlers. The Chiefs in a precarious position here. Wisconsin has got them on the ropes. One base hit away from breaking this one open. Murray tonight 1-for-2, had a base hit an inning ago in the fifth. Chiefs tug the infield in on the lip of the grass. Jones a couple of steps inwards on the infield green. Pitch from Manzo, breaking ball to start him. It misses inside, 1-0. Four runs, six hits for Wisconsin thus far tonight. Four of those six hits have come here in this inning. Base hit to start it, the home run from Churio, and then two consecutive hits from Caro and Gray. 1-0 offering. Fastball, that's in the dirt. Knocked down by Staus. Skips to his right, but not far enough for the runner at third, Caro, to try and score. Two balls, no strikes. Manzo has yet to find the zone since entering the ballgame. Right-hander did spend some time on the IL trying to find his footing again. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Fastball that misses low. Three balls and no strikes. Seven pitches, zero strikes here for Manzo, and he's got nowhere to put Murray. Bases filled to 3-0, and it's up high, ball four. Now Manzo walks in the run, Caro will score. Everybody advances from there, Gray to third, Hall to second. Murray down to first on the free pass, and here comes Pinheiro, the ninth man to hit, but Edwin Moreno once again out of the dugout. 8 pitches and 2 walks for Edgar Manzo since entering this ballgame in favor of Wilfredo Pereira. Makes it a 5-1 Wisconsin lead. They put up a crooked number here in this sixth inning, returning the favor from what Peoria did to him last night. Peoria had a 4-run frame, not once but twice last night in the seventh and eighth inning. Zach Martin with a stroll out to the mound to break up the festivities here. A long meeting between Manzo and Moreno, as well as the rest of the Chiefs infield. As Pinheiro gets set to hit, he's 0-for-2 with a pair of Ks. Manzo will look to find the zone here. Working out of the stretch with the bags full. First one to Pinheiro. Fastball, that misses, 1-0. If you're just stopping by here, top of the sixth, Wisconsin has broken this one open with a 4-spot in what once was a 1-1 battle. Now 5-1 Timber Rattlers. The next pitch for Manzo, breaking ball inside, 2-0. Ten pitches for Manzo. He's not found the plate. Bases filled with Timber Rattlers. Manzo glove at the belt. Kicks and delivers a 2-0. Swing and a miss for a strike. And it's 2-1. Pumped a fastball by him at 91 on the inside corner. Right-hander trying to battle his way back here on the count. Here's a 2-1. Fastball middle for a strike, and it's 2-2. Manzo started his outing tonight. 10 pitches, 10 balls. Now with a chance to put away Pinheiro for the third time on strikes and send it back to the dugout with a hat trick. Here's his 2-2. Fastball just able to flick it foul. Pinheiro hanging tough. Five runs on six hits for Wisconsin tonight, but they've been aided by a pair of free passes in this inning. It's helped increase their lead following the Jackson Shorio home run in this lengthy top half of the sixth. This game was flying by at one point. Hit a wall here, the 2-2. That one misses wide, 3-2. Count will go full. There is action in the Chiefs' bullpen. It's Chris Girard, the lefty, loosening. I have to think it'll be a short leash for Edgar Manzo should he put Pinheiro on. The 3-2, fastball foul back. And Wisconsin certainly not making life easy for Manzo, fresh out of the bullpen. Right-hander in search of something. Try and get that second out on the board. Rady Mercado, the man who started this frame with a base hit, he waits on deck. Three balls, two strikes, the pitch. It's a bounder over the mound. Here comes the second baseman. Hernandez a charge. His only play is to first for the out there. Another run comes in to score as Joe Gray Jr. will cross the plate on the fielder's choice. Manzo trying to reach up to get a glove on that one. Another run comes in, makes it a 6-1 Wisconsin edge. Here is Rady Mercado now, the man who began this inning. Two runners advance, Hall to third, Murray at second now. Right side of the infield pulled in. Now they move back. First pitch, a grounder toward Manzo. He knocks it down with the glove. He cuts some distance off and underhand flips to first for the out. And that perhaps saved a run, maybe two. Edgar Manzo able to work himself out of the jam, but not before Wisconsin flips this game on its head. They put up five in the top of the sixth. They lead it 6-1 here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by Made Fresh In-House A&W Root Beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Suddenly with some work to do now as we head to the bottom of the sixth, 6-1 Wisconsin. They've given Alexander Corniel a throne to sit on. Not just a cushion, but a throne. LJ Jones, the first man to step in to lead off the frame for the Chiefs, took a fastball high and in. Now here's the 1-0. Another heater, that one painted the inside black. It's 1-1. Five spot put up by Wisconsin in their half of the sixth. headlined by a Jackson Chourio three-run blast as Jones takes one low and away. 2-1. It was a 1-1 battle for a long time. Wilfredo Pereira, Chiefs starter, was masterful through five. Had just one mistake as Jones watches a slider dip down and away. 3-1. Much you can do when Jackson Chourio is hot. A guy like that will torch you no matter what. 3-1, Jones pops this one up. That'll reach the seats and be a souvenir. Count will go full 3-2. Quite a week that Jackson Chourio has had here at Dozier Park. And if he ever gets the opportunity to come back here, he will certainly welcome that with open arms. 3 balls, 2 strikes on LJ. Trying to get something started for the Chiefs. A lot of ball game left. And the payoff pitch from the righty. Jones flicks this one straight up in the air. Behind the plate, catcher Miller went after it and watches it land in the first row. Now Jones will hang tough with 2 strikes. 3-2, the count still remains. Of course, tonight's theme at the ballpark, Fright Night. We've had some mischievous Halloween characters roaming around the ballpark, interacting with fans. Next 3-2 from Cornell. Jones cuts and misses for strike three. One gone for Jacob Buschberger. Reason I bring that up yet again is we now have a slew of bats that are circling the confines of Dozier Park over our heads. I mean, it is a number of them, folks. I'm not exaggerating when I say a slew. They have come in bundles here. As Buschberger steps into the right-handed box. Pitch from Cornell at the knees, but a little bit low. 1-0. Not sure if bats knew it was Fright Night here, but certainly fits the theme quite well. 1-0. Buschberger taking a called strike on the outside corner. Evens the count at 1. Cornell rocks and throws a 1-1. Buschberger chased after a slider. Came up empty on the hack. It's a ball and 2 strikes. We'll have an opportunity to check in with our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard in just a couple of moments. Buschberger asked for time prior to the 1-2. Handful of games going on in the Midwest League tonight. A lot of games in the later stages. Continue to move through the middle innings here at Dozier Park. The 1-2, Buschberger looks at that one up high. 3 balls and 2 strikes, fastball at 93, couldn't find its mark. Buschberger patiently waiting, now Cornell delivers. Eider down and away, and it fills up 3-2. Great Lakes 1-0 over Lake County in the 8th. Fort Wayne 3-2 over West Michigan, top of the 7th. Cedar Rapids 6-1 over Dayton in the 7th inning there as well. 3-2 pitch to Buschberger on the ground towards shortstop. Down to an E goes Pinheiro. His throw across is a nice pick by Hall at first in time for the out. Fine defensive effort all around on that play. Ball's a hot shot towards short. Aided by Hall on the back end on a low throw to retire Buschberger for row number 2. And here's Mac Chambers. Couple other games to report to you in the Midwest League. Beloit 4-2 over Quad Cities in the 6th, and one final, South Bend 2-1 winners over Lansing. Pitch to Chambers, foul tips it into the mitt for a strike. Nothing and one. The Cardinals at home in action against the Cubs, a little rivalry there. Just a bit. Change a miss down to Chambers, it's 1-1. Cardinals on top, 2-0 over Chicago, by the way, in that ball game. 1-1. Chambers chops this one towards second base. Up with it is Murray. His throw in time. That's the inning. 3 up, 3 down. Cornell continues to roll. 6-1 Wisconsin here from Dozier Park. The Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Top of the seventh, Edgar Manzo back on the bump for the Chiefs out of the bullpen. First arm called upon in relief of Wilfredo Pereira. He was tasked with getting out of the sixth. He did so. First pitch to Darian Miller. Top of the order is in for a strike. Manzo working his way back off the IL. Made a couple of appearances since then and trying to build some momentum here tonight against the Timber Rattlers as he drops in another strike. It's 0-2. Manzo, when he's on, we've seen flashes of it this year. He's got that good fastball slider mix. Certainly he'll use that to his advantage. There's the slider there. It's a number towards second base, charging in Hernandez. He will underhand flip it to Jones for the out. 4-3 put out to set down Miller. Here's Jackson Chorio now. And the man of the night, man of the week, whatever you want to say. Been in the spotlight for much of the week for Wisconsin. Came into the week with 5 home runs, now with 8. Looks at a knee-high strike on a fastball from Manzo to begin things. Nothing and one. 6-1, Wisconsin with the lead. Top half of the seventh. Ball squirted into the left center field area out of the Wisconsin pen. Nothing in one as Manzo retoes the slab. Chorio 1-for-3. That one hit, of course, the deep blast. 0-1. Tried to aim for that same spot there. He tapped it foul. Instead, straight back. It's 0-2. And a pretty thought-provoking conversation up here on the press box in the early innings when Cody was on the air. 0-2. Breaking ball. That one slapped through the 5-6 hole into left, a base hit. Beat goes on for Jackson Chorio. His second hit in back-to-back at-bats. He's aboard with one gone for Jefferson Caro. If we're good for nothing else up here, it's for conversation, that's for sure. And the question that was posed today was, what cities have you visited that you would like to go back to, or what cities have you not visited that you'd like to try out? More on that in a moment as Caro digs in. 1-for-3 on the night. Base hit and scored his last time. Pitch home. This one driven in the air to center. Juice started in, now ranging back toward the track to his left. He reaches up to make the catch on the move. Back to the bag at first retreats Chorio. Two gone for Joe Gray. Now, the reason this question was asked was talking about, of course, football season coming back around, starting up next week. A week from yesterday, actually. We are under a week, folks. and that's something. College football, of course, a big subject around here. Pitch clock operator Lyle Arnold, a big Ohio State fan. That may not sit well with some folks. And we have a pitch clock violation. I believe it went against Edgar Manzo there. Yes, it did. So one ball, no strikes to start out Joe Gray before a pitch is even thrown here. 1-0 for Manzo. Breaking ball, that sits on the corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Of course, myself, being from Boston, and that's a city that some folks out here may not have gotten the opportunity to travel to yet. Highly recommend. Might be some slight bias there. Slight. 1-1. This one in the air to center. This one tagged. Jew ranging back toward the track with some space, though. Backpedaling to make the catch. And that ends the inning. Base hit from Chorio goes by the wayside. Manzo, much cleaner seventh inning this time around. Still 6-1, Timber Rattlers. Cody Schindler on the other side of this break will take you the rest of the way home on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Surprise, I'm back to the bottom of the seventh. 6-1, Wisconsin. It's called to the bullpen, brought to you by U.S. Cellular, America's locally grown wireless company, connecting Peoria to what matters most. It's the right-hander, Jason Pena. Drops the slider to start out Francisco Hernandez. Left it a little bit upstairs. It's a ball, 1-0. 3-1 on the year for the right-hander, Pena, 3.4 ERA. Facing the bottom third of the Peoria order as Hernandez waves and misses, 1-1. Hernandez, Stouse, Tommy Jew, the three to hit. Chiefs with some extensive work to do, trailing 5 in the latter portion of this ballgame. 1-1 from Pena, fastball in the dirt. 2-1, comes on in relief, Pena does, of Alexander Corniel. He sparkled tonight here at Dozier Park. One run on 5 hits over 6 brilliant innings. 2-1. Hernandez pops this one up into shallow center. Pinheiro, the shortstop, drifting back. It'll be the center fielder, Chorio, to cut everybody off and make the catch. Hernandez set down in short order. That'll bring up Wade Stouse. Stouse 0-for-2, dropped a sack bunt down in the second inning. Advanced a couple of runners and then struck out in the fourth. But rather than 0-for-2, he's 0-for-1 with a sacrifice bunt. Base is empty here, one away. Pitch from Pena. Slider stayed up top, 1-0. If you're checking us out a little bit late here, 6-1 the score, Wisconsin. Brendan Howe here on hand. One-oh pitch from Pena. Stouse chops this one and broke his bat. Trickled foul up the first baseline, and that bat in two pieces, and That poor piece of lumber will now be retired. One and one. If you were with us in the last half inning, we talked a little bit about this extensive conversation that we had up here with off-season travel plans, perhaps, with cities that you'd like to visit across the country. They may not have gotten a chance to check out yet. Stouse fouls this one off of himself, one and two. A lot of good baseball cities that a lot of folks have yet to check out. St. Louis right there at the top of the list with Busch Stadium, a beauty. 1-2, wave and a miss from Stouse, strike three. Jason Pena looking sharp out of the Wisconsin pen, and here comes Tommy Jew. Let's go to the other side of the coin on that conversation, in fact, as I've not gotten a chance to check out Milwaukee yet either. Not that you come here and care about my travel plans. Come for baseball, stay for Brendan Howe's bucket travel plans list. First pitch to Tommy, misses down and away. It's 1-0. I feel like it might be a cliche thing, right? You know, every baseball fan says, oh, I want to try and hit all 30 major league stadiums. That's great and all, but you got to do the experience as well, not just see the ballpark, as Tommy takes up an in 2-0. Example A is Ballpark Village in St. Louis. Not so much just the stadium, which of course is top tier, but the experience outside of the ballpark is perhaps what makes it all that much more enjoyable as well, as it's 3-0 here on Tommy. Slider from Pena missed away. Chiefs in search of a little two-out rally here. See what he gets on 3-0. Pitch is a fastball, low, a called strike though. Zach Martin ringing that one up at the knees. 3-1. Of course, you have your classic ballparks like Fenway Park, Wrigley Field, Yankee Stadium. Those are probably the musts, right? 3-1 is high and tight for ball four. Tommy works himself aboard with two outs. And then we're going to have Noah Medlinger. And then you have a mixture of those newer ballparks that just have incredible amenities. The views are breathtaking. In steps Noah. 1-for-3 on the ball game here tonight. Tommy a short lead off of first. Pena set the pitch. Slider by the shoot tops. It's 1-0. 6-1 our score here as we play the bottom of the seventh. Chiefs need just one win the rest of the way this week to win the season series over Wisconsin. 1-0. That went in tight. Two balls and no strikes. Mendlinger raised the hands to get out of the way of that one. 2-0. Chiefs will have some work to do if they want to get that victory here tonight, trailing 5. 2-0 pitch. Mendlinger takes high and tight again. Count fizzles to 3-0. Tommy creeping off that bag at first, held close by Hall. Pitch from Pena. Down and in for ball four. Back-to-back walks surrendered by Pena after a couple of quick outs, and now the catcher Miller out to have a word. The shortstop Pinheiro trotting in as well. That'll bring up the big man, Todd Lott. And now Timber Rattlers pitching coach Will Shireholtz wants a word as well. So it's a complete meeting of the minds now. Chiefs have some more action in that bullpen down the right field line. Leonardo Taveras is up. Once again, 6-1 our score here, bottom of the seventh. Sink started with a flyout from Francisco Hernandez. Wade Stouts was retired on strikes, and since then, Tommy Ju has drawn a walk, as well as Noah Mendlinger, who moments ago worked a free pass of his own. The Shireholtz will exit stage left. Todd Lott can find a way to put one in the alley or perhaps over the wall somewhere. That would make this game a whole heck of a lot more interesting. It's been sort of the Chiefs' MO as of late, is to claw back into games down the stretch. They've done it in this series. And a two-run base hit in the ninth inning a couple of nights ago as Lott drives this one right center field. Moving after it is Gray towards the alley, and he will make the catch on the run to end the inning. Lott got some good wood on that one, but finds the webbing of Gray on the run. The Chiefs strand two. They still trail at 6-1. Cody Schindler on the other side of this break, I promise you, on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
USA, the call to the bullpen, America's locally grown wireless company connecting Peoria to what matters most. Left-hander Chris Girard on, making his second appearance in this series. He'll face the third baseman, Metzinger. First pitch misses high and wide for ball one. Now the 1-0. Jam shot grounder towards second. Hernandez vacuums it up. Throws to first. Two pitches, one out for Girard as Taden Hall comes to the plate. Score update from St. Louis. The Lions out-of-town scoreboard through three at Busch Stadium. 2-0 Cardinals on top of the Cubs. Martin's first pitch to Hall misses down and in the dirt. Get a new baseball. Count 1-0. Girard, 10 innings, 10 hits, 8 runs, 6 of them earned. 3 walks to 16 punch-outs as Hall lines one the other way. A fair ball. This will get into the corner. Hall around first, digging for two. The throw from Bushberger is online but late. It's a double for the Wisconsin first baseman. Second reach, first hit of the evening. So he puts himself in scoring position for Ethan Murray. Fine evening for him. Couple of reaches, including a hit back in the fifth. Timber Rattlers were stymied early on, but a five-run sixth, the difference tonight. Ryan's first pitch to Murray missed down, ball one. Fredo Pereira was absolutely cruising through five. He allowed just two hits on one run. Timber Rattlers, third time through the order in the sixth, did some damage. Misses down and in. Count moves to 2-0. We're in the top of the eighth. Timber Rattlers, if they can hang on, secure at least a split of this six-gamer. Murray fouls back to make it 2-1. The Chiefs lead the season series 10-8 with a win in either of the next three games. I'm not writing this one off tonight. They can clinch the season series. Knee-high strike in there from Girard, and it's now 2-2. One on, one out. Art peers in, has his side from Stouse. 2-2. Murray lifts one in the air, center field. This ball well struck. Juice still going back. He makes a catch just shy of the track. He had to turn over both shoulders. Tagging and moving to third on the play, it's Hall. Two outs, it'll be up to Pinheiro. Immediately after Ju made that catch, he turned and took a quick peek at the flags, which are stationed just to the left of dead center. Just a gentle breeze, but it is blowing out. It didn't hurt matters. First pitch to Pinheiro, missed inside, ball one. A pair of strikeouts and a 4-3 ground up. Aren't set. Late kick and the pitch. Looked like a changeup. Missed high and wide, 2-0. Chiefs could use a scoreless inning. 2-0 pitch outside, 3-0. Scoring five with six outs to play, that is a significant ask. Can't let this lead get any bigger. 3-0, but you know the green light, he fouled it back. Not exactly look like a pitch to drive. Pinheiro offered at it anyway. Now 3-1. Hard rests the glove belt high. Here's the delivery. Foul tip into the mitt. Count full 3-2. Tander peers in. Here he comes. Pinheiro, a high fly to right. Lott back now in. He makes the catch. Inning over. Girard works around a one-out double. And he flips up a scoreless eighth inning. We go to the home half. Chiefs trailing 5 on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Peoria's playing tonight in the heart of Illinois. Fun is taking flight. Peoria's playing tonight. Now I can't shake Peoria off my mind. Peoria plays for life.
Plan your adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Hey there, Jason Pena back out there. Nursing a 5-run lead. He'll face Toveline, Jones, and Bushberger, 3, 4, and 5 in the Peoria order. If there was ever a time to put some pressure on, now is as good a time as any. 6-8-0 for the T-Rats, 1-5-0 for our Chiefs. Are ready to go as Toveline digs in. And he stepped right back out. He had some time to spare on the pitch clock. Pena has his sign. He's ready to work. Lead kick and the offering in there for a strike. Wiggins split the plate. Count nothing and one. Scrolling Twitter during the break. Brendan Howe had the middle innings for you tonight. One pitch missed outside. It's one and one. I came across a tweet that the Virginia Tech Old Dominion football game was delayed as Tovaline pops one up. Back of second, it's Murray who makes a catch just onto the outfield grass. One out in the eighth. The game was delayed because a number of Virginia Tech coaches were stuck in an elevator. See, that seems like a baseball delay, right? You see plenty of weird things on the diamond. We've had some drone delays here at Dozer Park. We had a fireworks truck delay earlier this year. First pitch to Jones, a strike called, nothing and one. An elevator delay. That sounds like something that would happen at a minor league baseball game, doesn't it? Pena ready, the 0-1. The feet of Jones inside for a ball, count even one aside. Was it Quad Cities? Was it earlier this season? They had a fire alarm go off mid-game. One pitch, a strike on the outside edge, make it one and two. Perhaps that was last year. We'll check in with Kyle Kirchival, the voice of the Quad Cities River Bandits, when we see him next week. He'll be able to clarify for us. One and two. Next pitch home. Jones limbos out of trouble. Ball ran up and in near the head and neck area. Two balls and two strikes. Here's the next delivery. Breaking ball. Jones able to hold up on a pitch that went all the way to the backstop. Count full, three and two. Bases empty. One out. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Wisconsin 6, Peoria 1. Action in both pens at the moment. Payoff to LJ, and it's inside, ball four. Jones, a fine night for him, third reach. We'll give Butchberger an opportunity with some traffic. Left-hander up and throwing in the Wisconsin pen. They only have one left-handed reliever available. So that narrows it down. Justin King, the left-hander, is getting loose. Jones, a modest lead off of first. Pena to the plate. Slider in there for strike one. Here's the next offering. In there for a strike. 81 on the radar gun. Count nothing and two. Next pitch home. Look out. Front door breaker nearly. Got a piece of Butchberger. Count one and two. Jones has shortened up that lead an extra step. The 1-2 pitch wide. Two balls and two strikes. And yeah, he's been a quick mover in this Brewer system. He's 19 years old. The 2-2 misses away. Count full, three and two. Signed as an international free agent on September 4th of 2020. Started 2022 with the Arizona Complex League club that made quite the impact, single A Carolina. So 3-2, Bushberger swings and misses, Pena the punch out. With two down, here's Chambers. Pena, just 12 appearances with Carolina. How good was he? Well, 3-0. He had a save. How about 32 punch-outs in 24 innings? That'll play. It's just his third appearance at the high A level. His pitch to Chambers. Down and in, ball one. First two, certainly some growing pains against Lansing. Logged just one inning, gave up three hits, three runs, two of them earned. That was over a two-appearance span. 1-0 from the right-hander, missed down and in, two balls and no strikes. Cody Schindler here with you, bottom of the eighth inning, 6-1 Wisconsin. Game four of six in this week-long affair, the 2-0 pitch. High for a ball, and it's 3-0. Francisco Hernandez is the on-deck batter. See if Chambers is taking all the way here. 3-0, he offers at it, and lines one past to diving Hall, and in the right. Jones will jam on the brakes at second. Gray got to that ball in good shape. Ringing single off the bat of Chambers, his second hit. That's five knocks over the last two nights. We'll give Hernandez an opportunity. Let's see if Francisco can run into one here. Left-hander appears to be ready to go on that Wisconsin pen. You would assume that he's waiting for Stauss, the left-handed swinger, on deck. And now before the first pitch, time call. It's Miller, the catcher, who needed a moment. Came flying out of his crouch. Now we can proceed. Hernandez square. He pulls back on a strike. Nothing and one. That, to me, just looked more of a hey, I'm taking sort of square. No real inclination to bunt. Well, the 0-1 serve, that one missed away, 1-1. Pena, we've seen him in the low 90s, 91, 92. That fastball, pretty impressive stuff from a young guy who clearly has some room to grow into his frame. One pitch taken in off the plate, 2-1. Chiefs trying to hang around and make things interesting. We're in the bottom of the eighth. Timber Rattlers lead it by five. This is not a time sport after all. Chiefs still have four outs to play with. They'd love to cut into the deficit right here. One pitch, a breaker, and Hernandez held up. Good take. That one had some bend to it. Good little slider. Count sits at 3-1. Pena set. Here's the offering. Inside, ball four. Chiefs have them loaded with two outs, and yeah. Joe Arolt out to set up the lefty-lefty matchup that we talked about. Pena, he got five outs out of the bullpen. You'll take that. And he will give way to the lone left-hander in the Wisconsin pen, Justin King. King is on at the moment. Wade Stauss, the man to greet him, will step aside as the southpaw gets warmed up. A U.S. Sailor call to the pen. Peoria Chiefs. Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
U.S. Sailor call to the pen. It's actually Carlos Morales on, the left-hander. And he faces a pinch batter, Aaron McKeithen, who takes a strike. It's 0-1. Morales, not listed on the active roster for Major League Baseball, but that is indeed him. One pitch, he went around, did McKeithen. Breaker in the dirt, count quickly, nothing at 2. But we can confirm it is Morales, 6'3", 170. There are two lefties in that pen. Justin King being the other. Bases loaded, two outs, 6-1 Wisconsin. Two strikes on McKeithen, the pitch home. Doubled up on it. Back foot breaker, McKeithen able to lay off this time. And the count 1-2. Keithen, 246, a batting average, one homer. He's driven in 4. A couple of pinch hit knocks since joining the club. On a 1-2, a tapper back to the mound. Fielding an underhanding to the plate. That's Morales, and he gets the out necessary. Strands the bases loaded. The Chiefs, despite that effort, do not score in their half of the eighth. We're off to the ninth. 6-1 Wisconsin on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Sailor call to the bullpen. America's locally grown wireless company. Connecting Peoria to what matters most. Andre Granillo, the big right-hander, on. He'll face Mercado, Miller, and Churio. 9-1 and 2 in the Peoria order. Granillo, the number 29 ranked prospect Cardinal system and per MLB pipeline. This pitch in there for a strike, a heater at 94. Mercado 1-for-3 this evening, a single, a run scored. He stole a base as well. One pitch, a cut and a miss. Good little changeup. Change of pace, count nothing, and two. Into an outfield playing relatively straight up. Here's a late kick and the next one. A swing and a little looper. Left center, Chambers, the shortstop, backpedals in the shallow left to corral out number one. Back to the top of the order, fifth AB of the night for Darian Miller. Usually 1-for-3, scored a pair of runs. And he had the party started with a leadoff homer. Neo working with some pace, first pitch. Breaking ball in the dirt. 1-0. Right-hander has his sign. The next pitch, fastball. He overcooked it. 2-0, mostly fastball slider from Grenier. We did see, looked to be a little changeup, perhaps. Comes the 2-0 serve. Heater, strike call. Grenier hit a spot that time. 2-1 the count. Miller, a noticeable bat waggle. He swings it from the left side. Good pass at that one. Fouls it back in the count. Reads 2-2. 6-8-0 for the T-Rats. 1-6-0 for our Chiefs. We're in the top of the ninth inning. Wisconsin, if they can hang on, take a 3-1 series lead. So late kick in the 2-2. Fastball missed upstairs. And we're full, 3-2. Chiefs, they're unable to rally, would drop back to 20 games under 500. That would tie a season worse. 3-2 pitch taken high for ball four. Miller aboard for the third time tonight. Second free pass. Now here's Chorio, who I think we're ready to see get out of town. Somered in three of the four contests. All very impressive. It went off the right field foul pole, went deep to right center, and then turned on one. Three-run homer in the sixth. First pitch from Granillo, a slider, strike, nothing and one. Chorio, the big blow tonight. Generates some serious bat speed, doesn't he, as he fouls this one back. It's nothing and two. His body language would suggest that he missed a good one. 96 on the radar gun, but it was on the plate. See where Granillo goes here. Slider is his out pitch. Right-hander set. The 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Climbed the ladder with a heater. Well located. Chorio not catch up to that one. So he punches out. He'll finish the night 2-for-5. Two outs. Caro, the batter. First pitch home. In on the hands, Caro fouls it back, nothing and one. Neal looking for a scoreless ninth. A one, wave and a miss. Count nothing and two. Neo, 97 that time. Next pitch, swing and a foul back. Do it again. Granillo, in a time of the season where some guys are having to deal with fatigue. We've seen his velo creep up over the last few weeks. A couple of 97s in this ninth inning. Another 0-2. Last ball missed up. One ball and two strikes. It's pretty easy to see a path where Granillo could be a quick riser in 2023. Plus slider. Pass ball that keeps ticking up in velo. Misses with a slider this time. 2-2 the count. There's definitely a path, right? And the bullpen is such a volatile place that if you can get hot for a few months at a time, you can shoot through the ranks, no doubt about it. For the 2-2, Caro asks for time. His request granted. Good battle. Caro, he's a decorated prospect in his own right. We talk so much about Churio. Caro, the number 7 prospect in the Brewers system. He punches out here, chased a bad one in the dirt, and Andre Granillo wins the battle. A couple of impressive strikeouts in that ninth inning as he beat both Churio and Caro. We go to the home ninth. Chiefs need 5 to keep playing, 6 to send everybody home on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world. You can beat the war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door.
Last chance for the Chiefs, bottom of the ninth, 6-1. Wisconsin, the left-hander Morales got the last out of the eighth. Back out there trying to finish this one off. To encounter Jew, Mendlinger, and Lott, 9-1 and 2 in the Peoria order. Lefty ready to work. His first pitch, a strike called in the outer third. Gets ahead of Tommy, who's had a fine night. 2-for-2 with a walk, as well as a stolen base. The one strike pitch tapped foul. Nothing and two. The next pitch, Drew, a foul tip into the mitt. Doesn't erase a fine night, but Morales beat him to the punch. One out, here's Mendlinger. First pitch to Noah. Missed down, ball one. Lefty to lefty. Morales, the late kick and the delivery. Strike called on the inside edge. It's 1-1. Morales rocks on that front foot before coming set. The 1-1 pitch. Lane changing breaking ball. And it apparently just missed. 2-1. Morales sent, rests the glove. Belly button high, a 2-1. He doubles up on that breaker. It spins in for a strike, 2-2. Another night game tomorrow, same time, same place, same two teams. Carlos Rodriguez will go for Wisconsin. Sinker baller Zane Mills will go for Archie. 6:35 first pitch for the pregame show with Brendan Howe starting at 6:20. 2-2 delivery, a wave and a miss. Down goes Menlinger. Chiefs down to their last out of the contest. That is a serious breaking ball that Morales is featuring. We have to Todd Lott to extend the ball game. Lott 0 for 4 this evening. Left-hander set. Here he comes. Heater strike. Lane caught the bottom of the zone. Count nothing and one. Morales, he can run it up there a little bit. Low to mid-90s from the left side. Now the 0-1. A tapper back to the mound. Morales fields, sets his feet, and throws to first to end the contest. Timber Rattlers win it 6-1. They did almost all of their damage in the sixth inning. They played it 5 runs. The big blow, a 3-run go-ahead blast from Jackson Churio, the Brewers' top prospect. He's homered now in 4 of his last 5 games. He's collected 3 blasts this week in Peoria. Yeah, we're tired of seeing him. Timber Rattlers win it 6-1, the final with the victory. Wisconsin improves to 64-59, now 5 games over. They are 28-30 in the second half. Chiefs dropped to 52-72, 24-34 in the season's latter half. Timber Rattlers win it 6-1 the final. They take a 3-1 series lead with game 5 coming at you tomorrow night. That does it for me. More to come. Brendan Howell of the postgame show next. We'll put a bow on this one, a 6-1 Wisconsin win. That's it. That's all for me. Cody Schindler saying good night from Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. Timber Rattlers win it. Stay safe. Kick off your weekend, your 3-day weekend responsibly. We'll talk to you tomorrow night on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Post game still to come. Brendan Howe will have it next on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
We'll be right back.
Peoria Chiefs postgame show. Brendan Howe here with you. Wrapping up a 6-1 Wisconsin Timber Rattlers victory here tonight at Dozer Park. Game 4 of the series did not go our way. Wisconsin wins it. Final line for them, 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors. For our Chiefs, 1 run, 6 hits, and no errors. Those 6 knocks were scattered throughout the ballgame. Peoria did not have much of a chance to get any sort of offense going off of the starter, Alexander Corniel, for the Timber Rattlers. He sparkled here tonight at Dozer Park. You can see why the Brewers think highly of that youngster. He was on display in full effect here tonight in Peoria. Let's get into how the scoring got started. Wisconsin, for the second day in a row, the second batter in a row, did the damage. Darian Miller, a leadoff home run to start the ballgame, just a handful of pitches in. Second day in a row that he went deep to straightaway right. To begin things, Wisconsin was up 1-0 at that point. Peoria answered an inning later, bottom of the second, an RBI single from Tommy Jew up the middle, who had a two-hit night to even up the score at 1. Score stayed the same. Teams traded zeros through the third, fourth, and fifth innings, and the sixth inning was when Wisconsin did their damage. They sent 10 men to the plate. 5 of them scored, headlined by a Jackson Chorio 3-run homer. That made it a 4-1 ballgame at the time. Wisconsin would only add on from there. They brought 2 extras home in the inning, made it a 6-1 game that wound up going final. Nobody else had any offense to speak of for the rest of the night. All zeros from there on out. The win goes to Corniel. The loss is dished out to Wilfredo Pereira. The save goes to Carlos Morales out of the bullpen, who entered with a tying run on deck. So that is how that qualifies as a save, even in a 5-run ball game. So credit to him for locking it down for Peoria. They loaded up the bases at one point, but were unable to do any more damage from there. Here behind us, we have pitching for charity going on as the postgame show gets set to wrap up here in just a couple of minutes. And as always, we'll give you a look at our Health Alliance out of town scoreboard. This was the last game going here tonight. South Bend, a 2-1 winner over Lansing. Great Lakes, they get a 1-run win over Lake County in a shutout effort from them, 1-0. 5-2, Fort Wayne downs West Michigan. Cedar Rapids, they defeat Dayton 6-4. Beloit, 5-2 winners over Quad Cities. And, of course, Wisconsin with the 6-1 win here in Peoria. Let's jump to the major leagues now. Handful of games still running right now. Some finals to report to you, however. Mariners, they continue to stay hot. 6-1 over the Guardians tonight. The Orioles pick up their 70th win of the season, 5-2 over the A's. Reds, 3-2 over the Rockies. And the Blue Jays, they blank the Pirates 4-0. Games that are ongoing currently, Red Sox 9-1 over the Rangers in the bottom of the eighth. In the ninth, Tigers 5-4 over the Royals. The Rays all over the Yankees, 5-0 in the eighth. Mets 7-3 on top of the Nationals in the ninth. Braves 8-1, they lead the Marlins in the eighth inning there in Atlanta. Other games that are still remaining, 2-2, Twins and White Sox in the sixth, they're in a battle. Cardinals, they lead the Cubs 2-0 in the sixth. Angels and Astros scoreless just underway in Los Angeles. D-backs and Brewers, they're scoreless in the second. Padres and Dodgers just getting started in the top of the first. One game still to come tonight. That gets going in just a handful of minutes, actually. Giants and Phillies, they get set to go at 9:15, just 3 minutes away. And to look at your Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard, I gave you a recap of how this game went down. Once again, Wisconsin 6-1 winners here in Game 4 of the series tonight. Tomorrow we will have Game 5 on tap for you. The Chiefs, they will hand the baseball to Zane Mills. For Wisconsin, it's the right-hander Carlos Rodriguez, 6:35 first pitch. Same time, same place, same couple of teams to do it again for a fifth time this week. Three-day weekend getting set to kick off. Hope you enjoy whatever's left of this Friday night responsibly and safely, and we will talk to you tomorrow. 6:20 pregame show here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. For the entire Chiefs media staff and for Cody Schindler, this is Brendan Howe saying so long and good night. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 6:20 pregame show right here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.